If there is such a thing as a master angler's master angler, this is the guy. He's Dr. Marty Ginta from Michigan, and he and a group of his angling friends have been our guests for decades. And today, he recalls this past spring's trip to Miminiska Lodge on the Albany River watershed. So let me think. You've been other places as well, Marty. Is that right?
Yes, I've been out to Ogoki two or three times, Mojiket Channel, four or five times, and at McCoke, I believe it's been six times, and this last time we've been to Miminiska.
Do you have a favorite out of there? Is there one that had a remarkable experience for you and one that gave you incredible bragging rights?
Well, you know, each one has its own story. You know, going back to Goki, that was one of the first camps that I first attended with three of my friends, and I helped land a 56-inch northern pike. This was a huge, huge fish. Weighed 36 pounds and was caught by my friend Jim Butcher.
And so I trust you took a few pictures and gave her a little kiss on the snoot and put her back in the water.
That's exactly right. And I believe Jim, the following year, received a trophy for having caught the largest northern pike in all of Ontario. Went to McCoke. We were so amazed because McCoke, the walleyes, many times we were able to catch walleyes 30 inches long. And all the walleyes truly were an average between, let's say, 22 and 26 inches. But this last trip to Miminiska, I have to say, we were treated so royally, but Wilderness North now indeed offers a plane that will land on a runway at Miminiska, almost like taking a flight on a commercial airline. You're treated royally at the airport with snacks and drinks. Your group is by themselves and not meshed in with perhaps 100 other fishermen waiting for flights out of the seaplane base at Makena. Once you land, you're landing a plane that's a Cessna Caravan, which is far superior in terms of comfort, size, and speed. Miminiska also indeed has a variety of different lodges. When I say lodges, I should say lodgings. From a single unit, you have people there who will carry your gear down to your boats, attend to your every need. Horseshoe pits, if you so desire to sling some horseshoes. Take a sauna, if you like. The meals, indeed, are incredible. It's truly a first-class fishing camp. And besides that, of course, the fishing is tremendous there. The walleyes are so numerous. We did catch two fairly large northern pike. One was 48 inches, weighed about 26 pounds. And another one that was 41 inches and that weighed about 18 pounds. But the fishing there was in equal or superior to the other camps that I've been to. The way we got there this year, our lake, which is Makokobatn, was frozen over still because we were going the last week of May of this year. And they said, well, we're going to have to reroute you to Miminiska. And when we got there, we were all disappointed because we really do like McCoke. But after 7 days at the Miminiska, we decided this is the place we're going to next year. And we've worked our way up the ladder from those outpost camps to kind of a combination outpost and staff camp, and then to a totally American planned camp at McCoke. And now this is, like you say, the platinum level of Wilderness North, and it truly is that way. I don't think there's another outfitter that can match the quality of the experience that you get at Miminiska.
If you were heading to Miminiska Lodge next year on June 5th, what tackle would you take and what strategy would you have for angling?
I would probably take a good assortment of jig heads, probably anywhere from 3/8 ounce with a variety of color, and with some night crawlers that could be tipped on them. And I would fish the outlets of rivers that were, or streams, that were emptying into the lake itself. And the fish seemed to congregate at those areas where there's faster moving waters.
I appreciate the time you have given me in this chat. You've brought back a lot of memories. You've got a great gang of guys you fish with. And on behalf of the Cheesemans, thank you so much for being part of our loyal family of anglers. And we look forward to seeing you next spring.